This goes to Katie Powell, P-O-W-E-L-L, P-A. Fax is 989-463-9360. Regarding Iris, I-R-I-S, Henries, H-E-N-R-I-E-S. Date of birth 7/23/1937. Dear Ms. Powell, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Henries, who was seen in consultation on October 28, 2025, for progressively worsening microalbuminuria. Her biggest complaint and concern are her recurrent urinary tract infections, and she currently has suprapubic abdominal pain and urgency and very cloudy appearing urine. She has a new urology group. It's McLaren Urology Group in Mount Pleasant, and they are recommending an antibiotic for a current UTI, and she's waiting for that to be called in today. She also was started on an increased dose of Linzess. She started with the lower dose, but it did not help constipation, so now she's taking 290 microgram daily. And she believes that she's been having suprapubic abdominal pain since she started that lasts most of the day. She's not sure if it's caused from the Linzess or the urinary tract infection. So she's going to see if it gets better when she takes her antibiotic. She is going to stop drinking any coffee because she read that might help prevent future UTIs, and she's going to switch to decaf tea in the morning instead. And she'll drink as much water as possible to help keep things dilute. Currently no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. She has chronic constipation that is stable and unchanged, no blood or melena, no chest pain or palpitations, and no peripheral edema. Medications, I want to highlight the Sotalol, 80 milligram twice a day for paroxysmal AFib. Eliquis is 5 milligram twice a day. She takes magnesium 500 milligram daily. Norvasc is 5 milligram a day. Doxazosin is 4 milligram daily. Losartan 50 milligram daily. And all the other routine medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight is 124 pounds. And this is unchanged. Pulse is 70 and regular, and blood pressure 136 over 84, left arm sitting, large adult cuff. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen, soft, non-tender. Currently, there's no suprapubic tenderness to palpation, and no peripheral edema. In labs, her most recent lab studies were done March 27th of 2026. She is due to get some updated labs done. Creatinine is a 0.65. Estimated GFR is greater than 60. Electrolytes are normal. Calcium is 9.7. Albumin is 4.3. The microalbumin to creatinine ratio has also improved. It's 756. That's down from 1,197. Assessment and plan. One, proteinuria with improving microalbumin to creatinine ratio. She will continue the Losartan 50 milligram twice a day. Two, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, currently in sinus rhythm. And three, hyponatremia, currently with normal sodium levels. And the patient will continue to get lab studies every 3 to 6 months, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.